Botrytis ferrea is a fungus that can cause serious dieback in walnuts and other crops. Mackenzie Camacho is an FFA student at Minarets High School in O'Neills, which is in eastern Madera County. She presented her research at the recent AgTech X event at Bayer Crop Sciences West Sacramento facility, which was hosted by the Western Growers Association. In fact, Mackenzie was awarded first place for her presentation at that event, and she was also recognized with a first place award at the National FFA Convention in Indianapolis back in November. Her research focused on minimizing Botrytis ferrea fungal spores being blown around and infecting other trees.
So, Mackenzie, thanks for being with me today on the California Ag Today podcast.
Thank you, Patrick. It's very nice to be here.
How'd you get this idea of Botrytis ferrea being a problem on walnuts and trying to find a way to restrict the spores from being blown all over the place when they're burning that, right? How'd you get that idea?
Well, I originally learned about Botrytis ferrea when I talked to local farmers about the different problems they were facing in their orchards. So they told me about this, and then I started my research on Botrytis ferrea this last year. And last year, I conducted experiments on the best fungicide, and that got me thinking how I could continue to help my community with this fungus problem. So I thought about when they burn these infected branches and the smoke that's released into the air with the spores. And I thought if I could help that, then possibly I could reduce the amount of infections in their orchards.
So Mackenzie, normally growers will apply crop protection sprays, and if needed, they will cut the dead wood out of the trees and burn it. And you got the idea that when growers are burning the infected wood, the spores could be released and possibly infect other trees.
Yes, if the fires aren't hot enough, then the spores won't die. And the smoke travels very far into the air, and since there are the open wounds in the trees, and these spores are airborne, it can reinfect the trees through those open wounds, which can lead to more loss in production.
So, Mackenzie, this is not just for walnuts. It's for almonds and pistachios and many other plants.
This Botrytis ferrea is in many different plant species, although it attacks each plant species slightly differently, which is why it can be hard to identify when it transfers species. But it is in pistachios and almonds and grapes and citrus and many other different plant species in the agriculture world.
Mackenzie, so this smoke carrying the spores is just a theory of yours. You haven't quite tested it yet.
The funds that I have gotten from this scholarship will hopefully allow me to purchase the equipment necessary, because it is very costly to run an experiment like this.
Yeah.
The tools needed, the canisters are several hundred dollars each, and they are not reusable. And with several trials, this can add up to a lot of money.
What were you referring to when you said canisters?
There are air cells that, when you open them up and put them out, they collect the air, and then they can tell you different amount of mold spores in the air and dirt and like skin cells. It depends on which type you get.
Aerosol, so it allows you to test to see what the living spores are out there, and you'll test to see if Botrytis ferrea are there, right?
Yes.
Good for you. Hey, this is a great project. I wish you success in finding more answers to this problem of Botrytis ferrea. It's a problem around the world. Thanks for being with me today on the California Ag Today podcast.
Thank you for having me.